Product process matrix. In order to gain competitive advantage, an organization or business unit chooses an overall philosophy, manufacturing environment, manufacturing process, and process layout that is best suited to the expectations of its targeted customer segments and to the products it will produce. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Manufacturing philosophy, the set of guiding principles, driving forces, and ingrained attitudes that helps communicate goals, plans, and policies to all employees, and that is reinforced through conscious and subconscious behavior within the manufacturing organization. Manufacturing environment, the framework in which manufacturing strategy is developed and implemented. Elements of the manufacturing environment include external environmental forces, corporate strategy, business unit strategy, other functional strategies, marketing, engineering, finance, etc. Product selection, product/process design, product/process technology, and management competencies. The manufacturing environment description often refers to whether a company, plant, product, or service is make to stock, make to order, or assemble to order. Manufacturing process, the series of operations performed upon material to convert it from the raw material or a semi-finished state to a state of further completion. Manufacturing processes can be arranged in a process layout, product layout, cellular layout, or fixed position layout. Manufacturing processes can be planned to support make-to-stock, make-to-order, assemble-to-order, and so forth, based on the strategic use and placement of inventories. Facility layout describes where machines and utilities will be located in a facility as well as the arrangement of processes. Organizations with many business units or diverse product families might have different arrangements for different products. An understanding of the key principles of executing activities is necessary for effective operation strategy and management. These principles are influenced by the manufacturing philosophy policies that determine how the actual work will be accomplished, such as push versus pull environments. By the time the organization has gotten to the point of execution, it is assumed that the decisions have been made involving the right people regarding the type of manufacturing choices the organization will follow. These decisions then translate the strategy into action. It is essential that the execution plan supports the organization's competitive strategy. These philosophy and process choices are translated into critical early design tactics. The key to making good decisions lies in understanding the relationship between the tactics, because each decision cascades down through the operational processes. For example, the choices are framed by customer expectations about order fulfillment lead times. These expected lead times range from very long to very short. Exhibit 1-69 reviews the manufacturing environments, process types, and process layouts in the product process matrix. Note how these environments, process types, and layouts are interrelated to some degree based on the volume of production that is needed versus the variety of items that need to be manufactured. The scale goes from high variety, low volume to low variety, high volume. Exhibit 1-69, manufacturing environments and production process types. Variety might be described as the degree of customer influence over design. For example, building construction is engineer to order, ETO, and the customer has a say in everything from the concept to the details. This construction example also shows how a given environment tends to promote a likely process type and layout. For building construction, this is typically the project process type in a fixed position layout, meaning that the thing being made generally stays in one place. Conversely, the high volume, low variety end of the scale has make-to-stock, MTS, which offers no direct customer influence over design, except for future models. This is done in part to enable the product to be mass-produced. Within the MTS category, some products will be mass-produced on a line process type such as at a soda bottling facility, while others will use the continuous process type. For example, a gas refinery is a continuous process type because materials flow without stopping through the refinement process. Both the soda bottling facility and the gas refinery might use a product-based layout, which is one that is designed to work with only a limited range of products. In similar ways, many hybrid systems might be developed using different combinations of these elements. Exhibit 1-69 also shows a few other scales. Customer lead time tends to be very long for high variety, low volume production, often because engineering designs need to be made. This lead time becomes shorter and shorter as variety is reduced and volume is increased. Items that can be sold from stock have only ordering and shipping time as their lead time. Tasks are diverse and complex at the high variety, low volume end, as one might expect in building unique items or items in small batches. Tasks at the low variety, high volume end tend to be repetitive and are divided up into efficient groupings. There are three general categories of process types related to process frequency: project, intermittent, and flow. Projects have project scheduling, which means they proceed on their own custom schedules. Intermittent processes include work center and batch process types, and these are items best made in lots or batches. Flow processes include line and continuous manufacturing, and these are processes that ideally never stop, such as a bottling line. External influences, organizational strategy, the operations business plan, and customer and product characteristics will determine which combination of these elements will be the most efficient and effective for a given product or product family. In some cases, however, there may be more than one acceptable way to proceed, in which case senior operations management will need to determine the costs and benefits of each alternative. The ability to use existing plants and equipment may be a factor in the decision, but in other cases, new capital investments may provide the best long-term return on investment.